The normally staid kingdom has rebuffed a seat on the UN Security Council, hinted it might go it alone on Syria, and most surprisingly, made clear its anger at longtime ally, the United States. Saudi editor and author Jamal Khashoggi spoke to VOA via Skype.
What Saudi Arabia probably worried of, that America is only interested on nuclear issue between with Iran, Israeli security, and they will leave to us the mess we have in the Middle East to sort out ourselves.
The mess in the wake of the Arab Spring is extensive. And Saudi officials were furious over the U.S. reversal on strikes against Syria's government, an ally of Saudi rival Iran. Frustration grew over Washington's handling of Egypt. America's top diplomat called the ouster of an elected president restoring democracy. But then Washington cut aid. Political analyst Mustafa Labad says U.S. Mideast policy lately is seen largely as a series of missteps.
You have to have a sophisticated plan as a superpower. If you don't have it, so you wouldn't achieve anything.
Covering over all is the sectarian struggle between Sunnis and Shiites, roughly translated in Saudi leaders' eyes as Saudi Arabia versus Iran. U.S. overtures to Tehran, in hopes of curbing its nuclear ambitions, do not help. Washington has downplayed the idea of a U.S.-Saudi rift, but former U.S. Ambassador Adam Erley says America needs to reassure its Middle East allies.
And we are neglecting them at our peril, because we need them. I think we're taking them a little bit for granted, frankly. And that includes Saudi Arabia.
Key strategic interests continue to bind the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, anti-terrorism and oil among the top issues. Many think those will outlast the current tensions. But there may be a more fundamental change afoot. Jamal Khashoggi.
What is happening right now in the Middle East is a rebirth, something similar to what took place in 1918 after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. And it needs a stable, strong countries to manage that rebirth.
Those countries, he hopes, will be Saudi Arabia with Sunni partners such as Turkey. The question is if Iran envisions a Shiite version of that scenario. Analysts believe it likely does. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.